As a kid, I used to wake up very early in the morning, very early in the morning.
And like five or three in the morning? No, what is early?
3 o'clock. I still do that. The 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
But it's a perfect time, you know, it's very auspicious. So it's very nice.
I agree with you. I learned to, it taught me a lot waking up at that time. And I would go from village to village selling what is called kola nut. Kola nut is the nut of life. In West Africa, we use it for almost all ceremonies, from wedding ceremonies to funerals.
Hi there, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjee.
Come along on this eye-opening journey as we dive into sustainability and impact investing.
Here you'll meet inspiring individuals who are crafting a brighter future for all generations to come.
The potential for impact investment is boundless, and you can be absolutely sure be a part of this positive change.
Are you ready to dive in and make a difference? Let's take action for the benefit of both mankind and nature. Welcome, dear audience, to the fourth episode of our eighth season. We just returned back from an amazing trip to Hong Kong, and it was great to see how the vision of impact and sustainability is spreading all around the world.
And absolutely, although Hong Kong is small, but what makes it really interesting is that it is the gateway to China.
Indeed, and what we heard, the China mainland is super excited about creating a sustainable and impactful ecosystem and leading the world on this topic even. So we are looking forward to our upcoming visit to China.
But today is about the future of the world economy.
Wait, so what do you mean? Where is it now? America, Germany, or France?
Of course not. Every economist, especially the ones from our sector, will confirm to you that the future of the world economy is in Africa.
Okay, let's watch a short video about that. Okay, great. So today we have the founders of AppaTool to with us at Swiss Impact. So let's invite our guest, no longer waiting, to discuss what is actually AppaTool is. So, Mr. Kara Mosonko and Maria Mosonko, I actually disclose that you are father and daughter duo. Amazing, for engaging for sustainability and impact together. Welcome today to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sweta. Thank you very much, Ben.
Where are you right now?
Well, we're talking to you from the United Arab Emirates at the moment, very close to the Dubai Saudi border.
Right, so you're not in Africa?
No, we're not in Africa at the moment, but we are very often in Africa.
Amazing. So let me briefly introduce you to our audience, to those who don't know you yet. And I will start with Mariama, ladies first. So you're a graduate from the Sorbonne and Harriet Watt University in Dubai. You also hold certificates from Cambridge, Harvard, and the GRI Academy in Sustainability. You, Mariama, and your father are co-authors of path-breaking book on Islamic finance and the first book ever published on formal comprehensive or holistic ESG. You launched it at Burj Al Khalifa, the tallest building of the world. Congratulations on that.
During COP28.
Exactly, very recently. And Karamo, now to you. So you are the multidisciplinary social scientist with more than 30 years of experience in teaching, research, economic empowerment, and social inclusion. Also corporate social responsibility, environmental oversight, government relationships, corporate governance, and Islamic finance. You are the CEO and chairman of Jula Consultancy, and you worked also at United Nations and IMF and taught at 5 universities in Canada, France, and the USA. It doesn't look so old. How on earth did you manage to do all these things? So welcome, and Ben, if you... Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining our show today. So Karamo, welcome to the show. Could you provide our viewers with a brief overview of your background?
Beside what I already said, of course.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've already thanked Sweta, I think I did. So I want to thank you, Ben, especially go back to Sweta for a second. Thank you. I am actually flattered and humbled with such an introduction, I do not feel I should add a word more, except for the fact that I am a world citizen, because that's the only thing that you left out. I, with my family, we have lived in 4 continents, and secondly, we love humanity and peace. So in your introduction, the only things missing are the fact that I'm a world citizen with my family, we love humanity, and we love peace, and that's what led us to sustainability and my meeting with this gentleman called Ben and to this interview here today.
That's amazing. That's exactly what I answer when somebody's asking where you're from. So planet is my motherland. Amazing. So Karamo, but delving into the personal aspects, is there a specific moment that stands out for you where you fully embrace sustainability? So how it's happened? Share with us some amazing story where you were guided to become truly sustainable in also in your daily life.
I did warn you before starting this interview not to provoke me into stories because I'm known as a storyteller.
We need short stories to the point.
I have got so many stories, and I learned it from my stepmother, you know, after my mother left this world rather young. And she actually told me many stories and taught me these skills, wonderful stories. I was born in a village, grew up in a village, and I'm a very proud villager. I've been to the farms, I grow peanuts, I grow corns. I know what it's like to dirty my hands. I know about agriculture. I fish when I was a child. I was almost eaten by a crocodile once. And a hippopotamus. I know about life at a very young age. This is what has got me interested in nature. This is what also got me interested in humanity, because I'm a Muslim from a very serious Muslim family, but I went to Catholic school, studied Bible knowledge, and met Catholic priests who were among my father's best friends when I was a kid. So I got an interest very, very early in humanity, in agriculture, in sustainability, as a result of my origins.
And can you walk us through the ups and downs of your entrepreneurial journey?
I would say that perhaps this one story remembering, which I've learned tremendously from, was working for an employer who on the surface looked so wealthy. I actually like this phrase, never judge a book by its color. The grass always greener on the other side. That looked like they've got it all. And I worked for them and discovered that they were actually bankrupt and did not have money even to pay for, to maintain me and my family, much more my full salary. Then one day I was not happy at all. I woke up to the advisor of my boss and I started to tell him how I regretted. And he said, be patient. Sometimes when God wants to help you, he'll put a big barrier in front of you. Once you cross it, everything else becomes easy. And I must tell you, since I left that organization, and I'm grateful now that I work for that organization, thanks to God, as he said, I have developed a much stronger ability dealing with complex projects, which I've done, big complex projects all over the world.
That's amazing. You know, it's normal, ups and downs. I think every entrepreneur facing it earlier or later. So, and we are all learning from it to become better.
Yes. And to add something very interesting, it was from that organization that I got into the organization through which I now became a businessman. So it's very interesting.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So Karam, can you maybe tell us a bit more about the company? So Jula Consultancy, it's a very captivating name. Maybe explain quickly what does it mean, Jula, and if you can paint a picture of the company's mission for us so everyone understands what's it about, what are you consulting, or is it more than just a consultancy?
Yes, thank you very much, Sweda. That's a very good question. Jula, in my language, Mandinka, means trader, just as in the Ivorian tribe called Jula. And they actually, I branch from my tribe. Mandinka came from Mali, it's a long history. So their name also means trader because they left in those days Mali to come and live where they are in Cote d'Ivoire as traders. So they call them Jula, 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 and they're traders. As a kid, I used to wake up very early in the morning. And
like
I
like 5 or 3 in the morning?
No,
what is early?
3 o'clock. I still do that, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
But it's a perfect time, you know, it's very auspicious. So it's very nice.
I agree with you. I learned to, it taught me a lot waking up at that time. Although I must admit that I cannot give it precise time because I did not quite have a watch. There's a lot of guesswork in the village when it comes to time, very much likely. But somehow we get it right. And I would go from village to village selling what is called kola nut. Kola nut is the nut of life. In West Africa, we use it for almost all ceremonies, from wedding ceremonies to funerals. And I would go from village to village to sell these kola nuts in order to get money to bring back to my dad, which was used to maintain my family, school fees, and his extremely generous behavior of sharing what he had with everybody else. So the name Jula came from that. My friends call me Jula, Jula because of going around. When I came to the Middle East as the fourth continent of my world sojourn of my travels around the world, I came to the UAE and found a very welcoming country and decided to set up a consultancy. I thought a small consultancy and I decided to call it Jula Consultancy in memory of a wonderful past as a kid. So I set it up as a modest little consultancy. And with time, I realized that it was attracting more and more credible people and organizations that I did not even expect. And we became very, very well known because of our now 3 books in Islamic finance and sustainability, because of our development of the APA, because of our movement into sustainability and ESG, and organizing the first ever high-level sustainability and stakeholder engagement conference or webinar on Africa. With the first webinar, actually, we had the third president, Mr. Khalema Motlanthe of South Africa, as our guest of honor. Last year, we had the president of the ECOWAS Commission. It's the first one at that level of its type in the continent ever. Then our knowledge, of course, because I'm a student of international affairs and international economic development, our knowledge of economic development and the world affairs, et cetera, attracted key people and key organizations. And Jula is today considered a leading consultancy in the Middle East and Africa, which got a presence all over the world, including Europe and even Geneva, was at the United Nations. UNCTAD, I made a presentation to UNCTAD some years back, and elsewhere today. We are a family team, small consultancy. Don't pretend to be big. We are very small, but we've got a huge impact at the global level.
That's amazing. Can you guide us? How is APP, the African Pestle Analysis, the APA tool, connected to EULA consultancy? And explain also what PESTLE stands for. And yeah, then we have more questions definitely afterwards.
Yes, thank you very much. The app we have developed is called the Strategic Management Sustainability App. We named it the African Pestle Analysis. And why? See, fantastic story behind it, but I don't want to get too much into it. As a kid, sometimes I was woken up to go for my collar knot journeys by what? The pounding, the musical pounding of the women in mortars with a pestle preparing for breakfast. A wonderful sound that woke me up, a musical sign, a sound that has so many meanings. It's called the pestle. And the women, my mothers and my sisters, were the experts in this. And I remember their patience, their perseverance. I remember what these women in the villages, my village and elsewhere throughout Africa, or that part of Africa which I traveled in those days. I remember their energy, and I realized what has helped them to survive as they pounded. Pestle analysis, which I found out was originally developed as a very basic tool by a professor from Harvard University, almost stood for the same thing in terms of the acronym PESTLE, political, economic, sociological, technological, legal, and environmental. But it was dry and did not have the energy, the enthusiasm, the attitudinal formations that are needed to move forward, to survive as the women in Africa do. And I said, I need to come with a tool, the like of which has never existed before, in terms of its focus objectives on a topic everybody's talking about called sustainability, and in terms of the inspiration from this woman who is not recognized, but who accounts for more than 50% of Africa's population and who is contributing more than 33% of the GDP, and who could even do much, much more given the opportunity. The world needs to learn from them. And we came with the African Pestle Analysis today. From Africa.
How does it work, Kanamo? In many simple words, how does the app work? And for whom it is built?
The app works in very specific ways. First of all, it helps you to capture the environment you are in and around you through very specific categories. Six, as I said, political, economic, sociological, technological, okay, environment, legal also, okay, six. So through these categories, you are able to capture your environment, you are able to capture the environment around you, and it will enable you to go in each category to identify what are your challenges, or if you want to say it less professionally, your problems. It will help you to identify them. Once you've identified them, now you move on to a step-by-step process by which you address each challenge in each category. After you've addressed each challenge in each category, you now move on what we call the quartile approach. The quartile approach is another comprehensive approach to dealing with challenges or problems. To make it very short so that it doesn't take too much time, most people think when you have a problem and you know the solution is over. It is not over, it's only the beginning.
It's never over.
Yes. There are four things you need, each of them of equal importance. 25% each in the 100. So we call this approach the quartile approach. Q-U-A-R-T-I-L-E approach. It is in this app. Then we move on to what is called performance square. okay, we know our challenges, we've addressed them, we've shown the solution, so what next? The story is not over unless you are able to implement the solution. That also requires another quartile approach. And we developed something called the performance square, which enables you to quantify, to target, to assign, to monitor these solutions to your challenges. This is, in summary, called the APA APA.
And Mariama, can you tell us how do you evaluate the effectiveness of the APA tool? And what tools and methods do you employ to measure your success?
Thank you so much, Ben and Sveta. So let's talk about the effectiveness of the APA tool. So for instance, as my father mentioned, we have something called the quartile approach. So the APA enables you to approach your challenges, or as he said, more informally, your problems, effectively and efficiently. So then it takes you to something we call the performance square. So these are very mathematical terms. We want to be able to quantify these problems or solutions that corporations or individuals or anybody has. So this enables you to quantify your objectives, assign responsibilities, but also set targets and set deadlines. So you're guided to exactly what you need to motivate your team and also to monitor your success numerically, clearly, and also on time.
Sounds great, to the point.
I think you are biased because it seems you are, all the credits are going to one side. Huh? I'm not getting any credit from you.
Well, you need always
stand up.
Balance between storytelling and to the point. Yeah. Right, and it works fantastically, like you guys together.
But this is why we are. That's why we are a team.
This is why we're
different generations. Yeah. Different skills which complement each other.
Yes, right. Now I have a $1 million question to you, Mariama. So, how does App plan to make profit? So, what is the key that makes it not just sustainable but also profitable?
Yes. So this is where I may have to go to a bit of detail. So number one, it makes you the master of your own destiny at work by empowering you to think and swim in waters that no one knows better than you. But your ability to do so might not have been realized or given a chance to do so. So the APA is a thinking tool. We show you how to use it. And like a newly discovered football talent on the football field, we stand by and let you shine and pursue the objectives, including profitability, that you are the better expert in chasing and scoring. So this is number one. Number two, in summary and overall, the APA is a comprehensive tool which enables you to approach your challenges and problems comprehensively, thus enabling you to also seek profits and address the obstacles to profit comprehensively rather than piecemeal or on an ad hoc basis. So number three, we also give you what we call, as I mentioned, the quartile approach. So this quartile approach is at the micro level to practically search for the solutions in ways which help you to distinguish your challenges from your problems and also address the specific challenges and problems holistically. So as you know, in most companies, most managers and people in general tend to get confused between their problems and the solutions. And also the right approaches to target these problems and the right solutions to their problems, actually. So the consequences can be disastrous for both profit and people, as we have found in the numbers of divorces and suicides and other statistics in our book, ESG book, worldwide. So for answers to this first question, allow me to just quote a few eminent personalities who have given us feedback on our app. We have also done a presentation on the APA tool and received a 90% rating. And everywhere we have gone to so far, they have given us an A rating, aside from one B that we got. So let's quote a few eminent personalities. So we have Dr. Honorable Sidi Outa, who is the president and CEO of the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa. He says, great framework, excellent tool. Let's also go to a second one from His Excellency George Robelo Pinto Chikoti. He says, very original way of presenting yourself through the APA tool. This is certainly the way forward. If you want any other quotes, you can check our website, apatool.com.
Thank you. And for
thank you. Ben, would you like to ask Mariam a follow-up, or should I add something very specific? And I know that Sweta would love that, because
go ahead. The male
side of this great partnership now coming with something very specific that she would love. Would you want me to add or wait?
Oh, please,
yes,
go
please,
ahead.
Please.
Now, I want to talk about something very specific, which I have no doubt the investors listening to us would be looking out for and asking themselves. Okay? And from experience, what are those? They'll be wondering, yes, Sweta has asked our question. What are they saying? And I also want to add specifically, we have prepared a business plan in detail, very rigorous, by a company that's very competent in this area, okay, in Johannesburg. And what are investors looking at? Quantitative investors, they're looking at certain indicators. This is the IRR, internal rate of return, payback period, net present value. When you assess the profitability of our project at the APA on the basis of this criteria, you have not only a sustainable, but a very attractive project for impact investors. And we are very happy to share this with any serious investors who want to talk to us. But as I round up and stop on that particular point, I also want to tell you something. I was doing some numbers and I did some research. What is the total number of formally registered existing companies around the world? It's 334 million of them, according to Statistica. I said, I don't want to be over ambitious. I don't want to or exaggerate. Let us assume this tool actually is subscribed to by only 1% of them. You do your own numbers by 1% of them. Yeah. And even if we charge them $100 or $10 per annum, do your numbers, you will be amazed. And I'm talking about only 1% of 334 million formally registered companies. This, I hope, gives you the numbers that the investors may be interested in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Karamo, since you have already jumped in, so I'll continue with you. So let's discuss the investment plan. So what are your tasks in terms of funding, and what enticing opportunities await potential investors interested in working with you?
Thank you. Thank you very much for another very good question from both of you, and a very relevant question. I told you before we started this interview that I'm trying to look for my notes. I said, why? Because we have got so many exciting projects. And I said, I don't want, as an old man, to forget any of them. So I said, I was looking at it. We've got really a large number of very exciting projects. First project is that once we launch officially, inshallah, before the end of next month, is to start a massive campaign to boost our client base through subscriptions. That's going to be the first thing that we're going to go into. The second thing that we are also going to go into is training. There is a massive need for training in sustainability. Let me tell you, the United Nations at the highest level summit, they meet everywhere, Paris and all these areas, all these places. And often they don't make progress, and they fail to understand why they're not making progress.
That's my question. Why, actually? Do you know the answer?
So you see, I'm not doing badly going ahead of you, saving you energy, right? You see, so this Ethereum, they are stupid. So they go there and they fight, and the people are not convinced because they are not convinced. They don't understand. So you have to have a company like us who can go out there, and we've started to try to make people understand this is real. This real is not folk tales. We talk about climate change is real. How do you do it? It has to be done in a level in which the people are convinced. Mm-hmm. Not only those who sign at the table, but below them. And for that, you need ordinary guys like this young lady and this old man. Yeah. Who can talk to people, have lived in the world, traveled the world, navigated all cultures, religions, etc. First thing there for us is training. And the training is not just a favor, as we would like to do it. We love to do things for humanitarian reasons, but training is also a massive and lucrative market. And we have just finished training more than 400 disabled people or people of special needs in Gambia, many of whom were just begging out in the streets. We have the track record, and we don't have time to give you an example. So we can go there and do the training and awareness campaigns to sell the sustainability agenda in the interest of the world, which you mentioned, and I'm very glad when you mentioned that in your introduction. It is the world we are talking about. We're not talking about Africa. We talk about the world. So this is sustainability and it's money. Then you go on and on and on. The African Institute of Sustainability doesn't exist. We believe we can set it up because we are the leading researchers in Africa and the Middle East. I am chairman of one of the most successful housing groups in Africa, registered in 9 countries. And we just won the Global Sustainable Housing Award in the British House of Lords. My friend.
Wow, congratulations. Ben,
thank you, Sweta. And I can go on and on and on, including a potential listing in London, Johannesburg, or in Dubai, once we take off. Because I have also got experience in participating in big projects which are listed on stock exchanges in Canada in particular. So we are very keen and we're looking at that possibility of also listing this global company with the APA on one of these major stock exchanges. I can go on and on. There's so many exciting projects, but I'll stop there.
That's a wise decision. Thank you, Karamo.
Thank you, Sweta.
I have a few questions.
The people want to check, okay?
Thank you, Karamo. Mariama, can you also tell us the following? So it seems like ALPA tool is a game changer. So what are the long-term goals and how do you envision the ALPA tool evolution in the future, I don't know, in 5, 10, or 30 years?
Yes. The ALPA tool actually is a game changer, as my father rightfully explained, in strategic management, in sustainability. Because of this, it is comprehensive, it is well-structured, it has well-organized features, its ability to offer a sustainable platform, its encouragement of independent thinking, independent analysis, and the beautiful story behind it, or the beautiful stories in plural behind it. I believe that when these features are discovered by our clients, they would also discover its simplicity, flexibility, and also its appeal, which will help us in our most important long-term goal, which is to spread the tool throughout the world. This is it.
Right, but do I understand correct? You're also fundraising right now. So can you tell us a bit more how much are you fundraising and for what are you fundraising?
Yes, thank you very much, Sweta. Yes, we are now trying to raise $5 million. We need to do training. We need to set up offices that people work in, our partners, Ben and Sweta especially, and they say, wow, this is the APA. It's no longer going to be about me and him, Jula Consultancy. So we need 5 million. So we have, this is what we are looking for at the moment. Okay. We are offering athletic rate, but more importantly, sustainability. So we're looking for impact investor or individuals who believe and have a heart for the world, just as well, who are interested in investing this with us.
Perfect. Yeah, since the time is running out, now we have the final question. So for our viewers interested in utilizing the tool or learning more about sustainability, how can they get involved with your project?
You might know.
Yes, they can contact me. They can contact my father, Dr. Karamo. They can contact Ben. We're readily available for any inquiries or any questions on our app, any interest. Yes, we're really available.
I want to stress Ben. Ben is very important for us. He can contact any two of us or Ben. Okay?
Okay, you got yourself into this game. Amazing. I love that. Yeah. Together we can make it happen, right? So, and now to close the conversation, to both of you, maybe one by one, can you please share any call to action message to our global audience?
Can go first,
Mariama, you go first.
Okay. this father and daughter duo. Okay, so if anybody's looking for the opportunity to form a partnership with honest, well-informed, well-trained individuals and well-experienced world citizens in order to make some money, to make an impact, to share a new innovation with an amazing story, and make a positive impact on the world, a positive difference on the world that is crying for such a difference, please, you are looking at them and listening to them. That is my call to action.
Thank you.
And now Karamo.
Yes, I don't think I can add any more, and I think Mariama said it, and I don't wish to perhaps put it so directly, but I think that perhaps experienced investors listening to us, looking at our face, as I do as a world driver, so a traveler who knows human being, would see the sincerity in our presentation. And they would see these are not people who are just looking for money. First of all, we are looking for people with hearts like us. We are looking for people who believe that the world deserves better. That's what we're looking for. It's not $5 million first. We're happy not to have that if it's come from the wrong source and people just want to make profit. So if you want sincerity, trust, and make some money at the same time, I think you may be looking at the right couple here.
Amazing. Thanks for joining us today, Karamo and Mariama. We keep in touch. And yes, as for now, we wish you a very, very nice afternoon.
And a weekend.
And a weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're very, very happy to meet such a fine couple.
Yes.
Thank you.
Looking forward to meet soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Dear audience, with this, we end the show today. Next week, we will be back with another great story.
And hopefully, looking forward to meeting some of you out there. So, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey today.
We hope this incredible story has ignited something in you. Don't miss out on what's coming next. Subscribe to our channel and stay tuned.
Feeling inspired to support our guests or be featured on our next show? Get in touch with us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
Let's stay connected. Find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or any other social media platform you love.
We are super excited to share our upcoming episodes with you.
See you soon.